Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
So,
Oh.
Kim, I
Yes.
have a question for you
Oh boy,
on
this is
how.
impromptu, everybody. It's impromptu.
Yep, it is. No talking about this beforehand. I had this idea pop in my head, and I was like, okay, Kim, I'm going to press record. And she's like, okay. I love how you just roll with
Okay.
stuff. It's just this, I have this, I want to, let's ask Kim. I want to ask Kim. Like, Kim, what do you do? What does a person do when, a habit, a pattern, whatever, that's something they don't like? Why do I keep doing that comes up for someone? What do we do to interrupt those things or change those patterns or, I'm even feeling frustrated as I'm asking you the question. That's what I'm talking about is, you see what I'm saying?
I do. And the first image I get, honestly, as I'm tuning in, is I want to slap you upside the head. Your spirit guide's like, do you ever get hit in the head? Oh my goodness, this is kind of funny. Just because I can, Jill, I know your stories. Because all of a sudden I heard, sometimes you get hit in the head. Sometimes we, like your spirit guides, the energy around you literally tries to distract you, literally tries to get you out of that funk of when you're kind of like overthinking something. And, oh, I just feel like I get hit in the head. Like I'm bending down underneath a table and all of a sudden I think I'm out of the range of getting hit in the head, but when I bring my head up, I get donk. Hit my head. And they're laughing. They're like, yeah, we do things like this to help you shift the energy, because the energy where you're going with your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and your trajectories was out of alignment. So sometimes when you trip, when you stumble, when you feel like all of a sudden you get your finger pinched in the door or just something that happens to you physically, that is a chance for you to shift. Where is your mind at? Where are you going with this? So they're like, some things just happen naturally, and they're going wink, wink, to shift your thought process. A lot of times it's really hard to get ourselves out of that mental piece that, and we know this, what you think, what you put out there energetically, also mainly what you think and what you overthink, what you keep thinking about, what you don't want, you're going to attract that even more. Say, I don't want to be so angry all the time. Like, why am I so angry? Oh, like, see, I'm angry again. You're constantly thinking about it. This is the part where it gets frustrating because you're like, I know I have to stop thinking about it, but how can I stop thinking about it? And I just,
Right.
I hear lots of laughter in my head and I feel like I'm getting hit in the head again. And then they're like, again, it's laughing about it. They're like, first and foremost, you gotta laugh. Laughing breaks the tension.
Yeah.
Ooh, the other thing they're showing me. Okay. Oh goodness. I'm talking about, say, man, I can't believe I just got angry right away. And what they're doing is do something to retrain yourself. They're showing me slapping my hand. Like literally going down, slapping my hand. Or they show me pulling on my
Doing
ear, like, what are you doing? So it's something that you can actually retrain your body to say, okay, when I'm going this way, do this. So it's like a mental and physical thing that you do to yourself. Don't harm yourself, obviously, but
Yeah.
bringing yourself into awareness, like, whoa, I didn't realize I was going down that rabbit hole. Cool, thanks. And just start laughing that you just slapped your hand. Again, it's a way to shift and be like, wow, like, okay, I was going there. Thank you for bringing that attention to me. So we laugh and we say, thank you for bringing that attention to me. And then we say, okay, ooh, what else can I do? And if you're still like frustrated anger, then I feel like I'm doing jumping jacks. Then I feel like I'm just like jumping all around. They're showing me like moving my physical body. They're showing me even like going up and down my legs and my arms and just like wiping myself down. It's like, get yourself calm, bring yourself balanced, centered. And then oh, okay. Now they're showing me pulling up videos. I feel like I'm going on like YouTube or TikTok or somewhere like that has like just funny comedy videos. Just something to a little bit distract your mind, not to take you away for hours, but to get your mind into what makes you laugh.
Yeah. You know, what's wonderful about what you just said, Kim, is everything is easy and simple and accessible. The yep. challenge is us making the decision to do that. And I, you know, yep. it's like, when we're in, what keeps coming to me is someone who's listening needed to hear the, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep doing this? Is what I keep getting. Like, why does yeah. this keep coming up for me? And I've described it as like, when we have habits like that, we have processes, like you just said, Kim, thoughts and emotions and other stuff, that choices, so on, that are like glue, super glue. It reinforces that thing that we are asking, why do I keep doing it?
Yep.
And it's like everything you just described, Kim, weakens that glue.
Yeah.
The challenge is not letting the glue win.
Yep.
I kind of had a cartoon image in my head of yep. a person in a battle with their own glue. It's very funny. Yeah, because it truly is. It's shifting your attention. It's shifting your attention away from all of the glue, even shifting to the battle with the glue in my mind as a cartoon, shifted the glue.
You know, what's so funny is I have recently been doing some crafty stuff, and I've had to play with some hot glue and some super glue. And I'm just bringing myself right back to those moments where my fingers are getting stuck together. And it was easy to get frustrated, and how much of a metaphor that truly was or is, mm-hmm. is crazy in life, and how things easily, that super glue just pulled it right back. Like, it stuck. Yep. So for me, it was like, okay, I grab lemon oil, unglues it right away. It's something to break apart the tension. And then I actually did laugh at myself. I'm like, you knew that that was going to happen. Why did you do that? And that's uh-huh. what we do. That's what we do in life. You knew that that was going to make you angry. So why did you keep doing it?
Right? Yep. Or you knew, yep, there you go. Why do I keep doing that? The reason why we keep doing that is because it's literally a habit, a process, whatever, that we haven't interrupted yet. We haven't interrupted it enough yet to have it collapse. But eventually, yes. it will happen. It's just, the thing is, a lot of times when we want to shift something, like, say, the why do I keep doing that, right there, that question tells you we've been doing it for quite a while. So one round of ungluing it is probably not enough. It's probably going to be like we've used the layers, right, of the onion, layer upon layer upon layer. But the thing is eventually you'll get that final layer of glue, and that habit will collapse, and you will be able to replace it with a new one. Oh my gosh. I just see you with your fingers glued together. Why do I keep doing that?
Yep. And I mean, we can, in that moment, we know we're doing crafting. Okay. So it's more physical. It's right in our face. You get it. But when it's so deep on such a habitual pattern within yourself that it just naturally occurs, that is the part where we're talking about today. That is the thick, deep down garbage that is helping us to realize today, what are we constantly creating?
Yep.
Do you like it or not? And then literally stop and do something to break apart the energy. Say thank you for bringing it to my attention. Like, okay, I'm going to make a different choice at this moment.
Yep. Yep. It's like it's the metaphorical getting hit upside the head.
Yep.
If that thing that you always are doing is showing up again, rather than getting frustrated, yep, look at any one of those tools that we've talked about of what you can do to break up that energy, which is breaking up the glue, right?
Yep.
And lessening it. And yeah. And as we say so often, finding a way to play with it, because it's way more enjoyable to manage those things with some playfulness and laughter. You have to deal with it anyway. Awesome. Well, thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
I like this Ask Kim. I'm going to surprise her with questions from time to time.
Yep. I feel like the our guides are the energy all around, the universal energy, actually gets a little bit more excited that way. Because uh-huh. they're like, they just sit back and they're like, ooh, ooh. They're like, uh-huh. oh, you're asking me? Ooh.
It's very exciting. I know. So, yeah, if you, our listeners, if you like this, if you enjoyed it, if you have questions for Kim, comment on that. We'll maybe pull one of those into a podcast. Like, share, review, do all that good stuff. And thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Until next time.